Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
Johnny, lots of controversy about Ben Affleck these days.
What about him?
Well, largely because the Oscars are ignoring him for Best Director, but of course putting his movie Argo in for Best Film. And he's won Golden Globes. He's won,
right. You
know, he's won several awards up to this point. So,
I think it's good. I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
I have been fascinated by watching Ben Affleck grow as a director over the past 10 years, not quite 10 years. I'm much more interested in him as a director than an actor. I used to really just kind of write him off as an actor, quite frankly. He was a little annoying. But he's found a nice little niche for himself as both a performer and a director, and directing himself really well. I am a huge fan of The Town. Which is Boston bank robber B-movie.
Jeremy Renner.
Nod to James Cagney that he put out a couple of years ago. And in my opinion, John, a better movie than Argo. Argo is a well-made film, but it just doesn't have the heart that The Town has. He is proven to be a great director of suspense, no doubt about that. So this movie is kind of, he's got built-in suspense to it. And we all know how it's going to end.
And that's the genius, isn't it?
It is the genius.
You sit there and you're just transfixed by it.
We sat through Titanic and we sat through Lincoln and we all know how those movies end. It's how you tell the story,
exactly.
Right? I don't know that there's a whole lot of really meaty story here, other than, you know, putting the plot to get the Americans Iran. Now, let me just say one other thing. Tonally, I think the movie makes a couple of missteps. I think the whole Hollywood bit with John Goodman and Alan Arkin plays more like Get Shorty.
Well, and it has a tongue-in-cheek, and it's difficult to put the heaviness of the plot together with the lightness. And I put John Goodman in there and Alan Arkin. You know you're going to get some yucks whether you like it or not, and they do.
And it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
I just can see how he has not been nominated for Best Director. And like I said, all for the best, because I think Ben Affleck knows better than anybody, if you win an Oscar too early for work that's not yet matured, it can throw you off.
Well, there's
it can wreak psychological havoc on your artistic
it
game.
It took Steven Spielberg a long time to get one.
Well, and, it did, right.
And he did.
And I think Ben Affleck won that screenplay award years ago
Goodwill
with Damon.
Hunting.
And the guy has been scrambling to find his footing ever since.
Well, anybody who gets tangled up with Jennifer Lopez is going to lose some ground. And when you star in Gigli with her.
Well, we'll accept that pronunciation.
So he has, and his buddy George Clooney said, he has really come back since that time. And he's done, as you said, and he's made himself a very nice place as a director. And don't you hate him?
Look, no, I don't. And that surprises no one more than me, because I was not a fan of this guy early on.
Well, there were several critics who saw his promise way back in, what was it called? Burn Baby Burn or something?
Oh, Gone Baby Gone.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Three pictures into his directorial career, and he's already showing a very near mastery of at least suspense. Gone Baby Gone was good but flawed.
Yeah.
The Town was, he really found his voice there and knocked that one out of the park. Argo is yet another demonstration of his ability to hand complicated material and still orchestrate suspense. Now, what I want to see him do is step out of that genre, and there will be the real test.
Well, consider how he stepped out of Boston, Dorchester, Charlestown, to make Argo, because he had set his first two films.
Right.
Well done. He certainly had an ear for the dialogue, the place, the feel of the people.
Mm-hmm.
These were the strengths of both the movies set in Charleston and Dorchester.
Right. So like Woody Allen, outside of New York City, Affleck has proven that he can operate outside of his own comfort zone. But that's just geographically. I want to see if he can do it genre-wise.
Well,
I want to see what he can do with comedy or science fiction or action.
Right. You know? It'd be interesting to know what he's planning to do in the future. And I am not sure that he particularly cares, I know he does, about this Oscar because he's gotten so many accolades, and he's pretty cool about it.
I'm telling you what, this guy has better perspective on this than anybody, and I bet he just doesn't really care. I'm sure that he doesn't. Yeah. He has, not many guys of Affleck's ilk get a second chance, find a second calling like this in this business. Right. You either peter out and become irrelevant, or you find a way to make it work. He has found his real talent as a director, and maybe even as a director of himself, because he's much better in movies where he's directing himself than in other movies. I think this guy knows that he's biding his time. He's sort of stepped up into this new role, and he's going to play it, and he's going to make it sing for him for a long time, I bet. And I don't think he really minds being looked over.
And when you think about how far he's come from some of those early missteps, and Clooney, again, being a close friend of his, remarked about how Clooney himself had a misstep with Batman.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so he was seeing how Affleck had brought himself back. And this is the sign of true gifts, that he's able to do that, pick himself up, and become one of the preeminent directors of our time in his 30s. That's pretty great
stuff.
Wait
a second. Are you saying Affleck is one of the preeminent directors of our time?
I am saying he's of our time. Based on Argo. Three movies.
Come on.
Yep.
John,
I'm saying
so
at 30s.
Given to hyperbole sometimes. He is not one of the preeminent directors of our time. Gone Baby Gone is an okay movie. The Town is a great B movie. And Argo is a very entertaining A movie, but not... And we cannot say this yet about him.
I think you're wrong. I think it doesn't make a difference.
I think you're shilling for ratings.
I think it doesn't make a difference what age you are. And we're going to have this argument, I can tell, later on.
You're right. It doesn't have anything to do with what age you are. But out of three movies, and one of them is okay, you can't call a guy a preeminent director.
When someone is nominated, his film that he has directed, nominated for the Oscar, and has already won the Golden Globes,
a lot of idiots were nominated for awards.
Well, I know. I see. And your list is very, very short. Mine is much longer.
Yes, I know.
And he's on my list.
Your list is like the red carpet.